Gore told KBCW last week that several factors are contributing to the delay of the golf course, such as weather, financing, and the time needed to put together the plats. Still, in the last 2 years, he said they've done a lot in moving rocks and topsoil and in finishing utility work. He said the bottom line is, if the resort and parent company Talisker cannot finish by the county's deadline of September 2013, that puts their entitlements in doubt, and that in turn places their financing in doubt.
Simply, what happens if you get a lot of weather and the golf course is not complete in 2013? And we have answered that question by saying we are at risk of losing our entitlements. That's what the county has said, and so we've been clear with that. That has been a burden in terms of finalizing the financing for getting construction underway again. So that in part is why we went to the county, and we said we need to know that with a full construction season, if we ran into 2014, will we retain our entitlements? And a silly example would be, let's say there's one hole left and it starts snowing in October. So we've not completed the golf course and can't complete it due to weather. As it stands today, technically we would lose all entitlements at that point.
At a hearing last week, County Manager Bob Jasper pressed Gore to name a specific completion date in 2014. Gore agreed one option would be to name a day in December of that year.
A safe date, as you say, would be sometime in December, but we're pushing this golf course very hard to complete it as soon as possible. And I think the wild card in all of this, in addition to weather, which I spoke about, is the grow-in season. And we just don't want to put another date out there that comes into question if some of these things take place, like weather. And
the resort's also proposing an improvement to the course on land just acquired by a Talisker affiliate. It would lengthen the course by 700 to 800 yards.
Just over 7,000 acres, par 72, and as I say, with some really dramatic, spectacular holes. It really will change the golf course dramatically.
Having a 72-par course is better for everyone, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we set out to build this golf course, and we've continually looked for opportunities to improve it. And this is a great opportunity to make some changes that, as I say, will drastically improve the playability and just is a course that will bring people back that are going to want to play it again.
Does it have that tournament status with it as long as it's 72?
Yeah, it certainly is more capable of hosting events like that.
Last week, though, County Manager Jasper warned the proposal will likely require an amendment to the Canyon Spa, with a number of hearings and meetings. Gore said that could mean the change might not happen.
If the process, whatever it may be, to bring that other parcel of land into the golf holdings and allow us to redesign that portion of the course, if that process is too lengthy, then we may not be able to do it because it really can't move the date for completion of golf again.
Some other specific complaints came up last week, such as Sun Peak Homeowner Association members saying they were promised some adjacent power lines would be undergrounded. Gore said the resort will help, but is not obligated.
When we want to be partners in that and part of the solution to get the power lines buried, but that is not an obligation of Canyons Resort.
Whose obligation is it?
It appears, it's a bit gray, but it appears that it's the Frostwood Homeowners Association. You know, Canyons Resort, or Talisker, I should say, is a member of Frostwood, so we certainly would participate in the cost of burying those power lines. And as I say, I'm very sympathetic to that issue. That has been another long and contentious issue for those homeowners, and they certainly deserve resolution to this, and we want to help with that.
Canyons General Manager Mike Gore. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.